on the love of our enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute you, and for those who calumniate you, in order that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:44. The following is from Spanish Bishop Bartholomew de Carranza. Let us reflect seriously on the condition made by our Savior when he taught us to say to our Heavenly Father those words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us." How easy it is to obtain pardon if we do that which mainly depends on our own exertions. For we have a right to ask pardon from our Lord if we have forgiven those who may have trespassed against us. One could not realize this did we not meditate on the wondrous wisdom of the Son of God. His design being to establish charity amongst men, he makes use of the want we all experience of having need of his mercy. And since the state of sin is our greatest misery, he is willing to grant to us the remission of sin, on condition that we do unto our neighbors the greatest favor we have it in our power to bestow, namely the forgiveness of their trespasses against us. Let us endeavor to walk in the footsteps of those patriarchs and early martyrs mentioned in Holy Scripture. Let us imitate a Joseph, who repaid with presents all the outrages he had received from his brothers, a Moses, who prayed for that rebellious people who were continually waging war against him, a David, who to Saul returned good for evil, a Saint Stephen, who, when he was being stoned to death, implored pardon from God for his executioners, a Saint Paul, who, after having been cruelly persecuted by the Jews, worked incessantly for their conversion. These grand examples, ought they not to teach us to do good to those who are our enemies? The following is from French priest Abbé Joly. I also say to you, love your enemies. It is I, says Jesus, who speak to you. If a mere man had said so, you would point out the gravity of the offense and the justice of your resentment. If a person for whom you have the highest respect were to entreat you to forgive another, you might perhaps answer that you could obey him in all things else, but in this case you have been very deeply wronged. If a prince or king were to tell you the like, you would suspend your vengeance and give some mark of an outward reconciliation, but in your heart you would cherish a hatred which would burst forth sooner or later. But it is God who speaks. It is God who commands you to love your enemies and do good to those that hate you. To so precise a command, what have you to answer? Consider, says Tertullian, the dignity and infinite majesty of him who commands. Do not speak of passion, human feelings, the pleasure of revenge, the atrocity of the insult, the indignity of the affront. It is God who speaks, and he must be obeyed. Do not tell me that this is difficult. Was it difficult to David? Was it so to Saint Stephen? It is difficult, I grant, but it is God who has made it. It is difficult, but it is his will that you should surmount the difficulty. If in a violent persecution he were to ask you to lay down your life, as he has done to some martyrs, would you refuse to give it him? If he asked for the last drop of your blood, would you not shed it joyfully? He commands you to love your enemies and forgive them. Is not this enough? The following is from St. Gregory of Nazianzen. It is more glorious to bear silently an affront in imitation of Christ than to retort with a sharp and sarcastic reply. If it should happen that the remembrance of an injury stirs up your soul to anger, call to mind what the Son of God has suffered for us and how comparatively few have been your sufferings. By this means you will throw water on the smoldering flames, and you will be the better enabled to smother your resentment.